Hi, friends. Welcome to the Lives of Courage podcast with me, Jessica Stong. We're delving into the depths of the human spirit and really exploring ways to look adversity and struggles head on, embrace life challenges. I am so excited and honored again to be talking to you about the wounded healer, drawing inspiration from the profound work of Henri Nouwen, Henri Nouwen, however we want to pronounce it, Brendan Manning, and just a quick word from the poet Rilke. So I feel really, I don't quite know the word to describe my emotion right now. I feel excited and overwhelmed, I think, by this conversation today. It's something that I've been looking forward to and really wanting to share with you. This idea that there is light within our wounds. And when we embrace and uncover the power of our own wounded healer, we are open to the miracle and the opportunity and the gift. So I need to say that Henri Nouwen, our beloved spiritual guide of the 20th century, offered this intriguing explanation in his book, The Wounded Healer. He proposed that our deepest wounds could paradoxically become a source of strength and healing, not only for ourselves, but for others. And pain, instead of merely causing suffering, can serve as a wellspring of compassion and empathy and wisdom. And it is in this paradox that we find the transformative power of the wounded healer, the person who has turned their suffering into a source of healing for the world. It is by diving in our own pain, delving into that, not only do we mend our wounds and really wrestle with the meaning in that, but we illuminate the path for others. I first read this book over two decades ago. I was engrossed by The Wounded Healer. You don't need to hear how I learned about The Wounded Healer in that, but I was dating a Mennonite, a dear man, and he was taken by all of Henri Nouwen's work. And I loved it, and I recognized it for those in the healing profession, what it could do and revolutionize our experiences. But the truth is, at that point, I hadn't been dealt the harshest hand. And the trauma that truly shook me, that redefined my identity in my mid-20s, late mid-20s, was still in the future when I read this. The concept of the wounded healer really resonated with me, not only for the words, but for the deep, like, it's like a gut felt sense of, I see what he's saying. And as the years rolled on, the profound teachings of this book frankly faded into the background, because I love reading, and I often read without fully committing the work into my soul. So jump forward to my spiritual direction training at Soul Shepherding, and the echo of this off life-altering message was once again in the ethos, right? The realization hit me anew that we are, in our totality, in all of us, a gift. And we bring this unique tapestry of experiences to bear on the lives of others. We can bring this unique tapestry of what we've been through, what we've seen, And our purposeful work emerges not despite the pain, but I think because of it, and sometimes in spite of it. And this revelation, frankly, stirred something deep within me. It motivated me to break the silence, to confront and share the acute anguish of my situation, of what was happening in my family as we grappled with the terrifying fear that we had for our child's safety, our child's health. And it was so interesting because I believe in this concept of the wounded healer, but also I wanted to wait until the dust had settled, until my trials had found resolution and I could tie them all up with a neat little bow before sharing how these experiences impacted me and frankly impacted those around me. But that's the crux of this conversation. It's the crux of the matter that what if the resolution we yearn for never comes to pass in the way we envision, the way that we expect? What if the healing's still unfolding? And so I made the decision to break the mold of what I thought I needed to do, to step forward as a genuine wounded healer in all my raw authenticity that's sometimes so painful and heart aching. I chose to share my journey in the midst of the turmoil, in all that was in the swirl of the pain and the confusion, rather than wait for the moment of clarity or serenity or peace that frankly might not ever come. And I am wrestling with that. It was this step into the unknown, a step guided by the understanding that our wounds do not need to be fully healed until we can begin to help others or to heal others, right? And if you have met me, you might have heard me tell you, because I tell everybody, that I think Abba's Child, the cry of the heart for intimate belonging by Brendan Manning, needs to be just reading, just expected reading for everyone, like required reading. That was the word I was searching for. It is one of the best books. And next week, I've already started outlining it. I'm talking about The Imposter, but so there's a depth of things I want to talk about from Abba's Child. But in the first chapter, Manning truly demonstrates how our struggles can lead to a profound understanding of our shared humanity and consciousness. And he talks about the fear and the shame and the overwhelm and his true wrestling with what it's like to be in recovery and what it's like to be depressed and what it's like to wrestle with, like, does God care about me? Does God love me? Am I too broken for all of this? And he talks about our potential to rise above and to find solace in the process of healing. And by doing so, we become a beacon of light for others who may be grappling with similar experiences. This book, I'm holding it up. You guys can't see me because this is a podcast. And I'm going to find this part that he says, Brendan says that in hiding, we deny the community of our healing gift. We withhold the strength and the wisdom we've garnered from our own experiences. But when we step forward in courage, when we allow ourselves to be seen in our most vulnerable state, I said that word without tripping over it. He doesn't say that part, sorry. Going on with the quote, we provide comfort to others in knowing that they are not alone in their struggles. Ah, you see, friends, I know hiding very well. I hide when life is overwhelming or when I think that my life is too messy, I'm embarrassed and full of shame and feel like God should have intervened. I hide. And I believe that this is an invitation or perhaps a call. I think I'm going to go as far as to say a call for all of us to remember that every person's journey includes challenges and suffering and sorrows. And those who stand as pillars of strength often do not because they're devoid of all pain or struggle or hardship, but rather because they have traversed those rocky paths of life and emerged with wisdom to share. They've walked the walk. And I think that's what's so compelling about Brennan. I always say Brennan, Brendan, no, Brennan. I'm very sorry to all those who are like, what's the word? Just in shock that I'm messing up. You know, I make up names all the time. Brennan Manning. And I love Rilke. You have seen me or heard me quote from Rilke's, the German poet. And he puts it beautifully. And this is in the first chapter of Abba's Child. Do not believe that he who seeks to comfort you lives untroubled among the simple and quiet words that sometimes do you good. His life has much difficulty and sadness and remains far behind yours. Were it not otherwise, she, it says he, but I'm deciding she, would never have been able to find these words. Ah, it's just beautiful. The wounded healer invites us all to recognize our wounds, to acknowledge them, to feel them, not as something to hide, but as something to honor, as something to be raw and real. In this recognition, we transform our inner darkness into a source of light. But there's an important piece to consider here. If we conceal our wounds out of fear and out of shame, as so many, me included, do, our inner darkness can neither be illuminated nor become a light for others. That is so powerful and convicting to me. And this, at its core, is the essence of the wounded healer. It's a story of courage, of vulnerability, of shared healing. It's the story of turning pain into purpose, struggle into strength, and darkness into light. It's a profound testament to the resilience and beauty of our souls. And so I just challenge you today. Should there be places hidden? Maybe you want to share it with others. I think so much about my own story and how isolated and lonely I was. And really considering my feeling about divine love and my ability to embrace who I was and what I was given, and the troubles and trials are experienced by everyone. There is a play by Thornton Wilder, The Angel That Troubled the Waters. And it is really, it dramatized the John 5, 1 through 4, right? There was a pool that whenever an angel was there and stirred up the waters, it had the power to heal. And so a physician came along to the pool, hoping to be the first in line and longing to be healed of his melancholy. This is a little very close to home. And the words from the angel, this is what the angel said to the physician. Without your wounds, where would your power be? It is your melancholy that makes your low voice tremble into the hearts of men and women. The very angels themselves cannot persuade the wretched and the blundering children on earth, as can one human being broken on the wheels of living. In love service, only wounded soldiers can serve. We remain in hiding and we continue to live the lie. And in that, we deprive the community of our light. Are you depriving? I can't say that word, so we're just going to go with the word I just said. Depriving someone your wisdom. I just invite you to reflect on that. And perhaps, like, you don't need to have a podcast that talks about one's pain for all to see. And you get messages that sometimes aren't as supportive as you had thought or hoped. But maybe there's someone out there, a neighbor, a friend, that you can share a piece of who you are. Maybe it's a spiritual director, a coach, a therapist. You, when we bring who we are in our entirety to the light, we are overcome. So I love you all. Thank you for joining us today on this episode of Lives of Courage with me, Jessica Stung. I'm excited for the next episode where we're talking about the imposter as it relates to who we are in God. As we continue to explore the strength and the resilience that defines our shared humanity, our journey, I want you to remember that your wounds do not define you. They empower you. And so until next time, sweet friends, have courage, be kind, and remember, as cliche it is, to let your inner light shine. I'm not going to sing this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, but please know that it is inside my heart, ready for a karaoke experience with each of you. So thank you. Have a great and courageous week. See you later, friends. Bye.